On the X Machine, and I would greatly appreciate it if you would follow us on the X Machine, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. The last few days, really good reaction and number of tweets, so I appreciate that, but I'd love to have a lot more. Like, let's add 5 million more before the show is done. That'd be nice.
It's a doable number. If you can get a pergola at the fair,
yeah,
Twitter can give you 5 million more followers.
By the way, also, Brad Lane, I knew you left, but I want you to be listening to this. I've reviewed, again, we will have a pergola at the state fair.
It's there.
Yes, it's there.
It's waiting for the people.
After wanting one at the fan for, I don't know, 7, 8 years, an awning, then now it's my 17th state fair for WCC Radio. It's my 40th year working at the fair. 40.
Goodness.
19 at the fan, 17 here, then 3 years pamphlet, 1 year driving the vehicle. Not very well.
No, it didn't work out so good.
I hit a parked car right by my house. We're going to add a switch to the pergola, and we'll decide if each show gets to use the pergola. Because my whining got this done. That's it. It's not even... All the brain wizards here would admit that. Well, we only have one brain wizard here now, and Brad. I don't the Odyssey folks. I don't even know if they exist.
You might call it whining. I would call it voicing the will of the people,
force of nature. So, Vanita, she'll get it right away. Okay. If Jordana does the show solo, yeah, if Adam's there, no, Burgle is not available.
Well, there's not going to be anybody there to watch it anyway.
And Jerusha will never get the Burgle.
No.
If he can Instagram about the pergola, then, you know, he likes the pergola.
Here's the thing.
He doesn't care about his audience. So, as a part of Swift Takes, I'll review what I put on the X Machine. Your one-word reaction to Harry and Meghan leaving the U.S. is, for me, devastating. And then the ... which means I'm joking. And if anybody's paid a morsel of attention to me, they know I'm not devastated. Okay? If it was one word and I could say, couldn't care less, I would have put that, but one word.
Yeah, it's more than one.
My favorite text is from, why does the big guy only get 10%? When he said, you're a grown man who's knocking on the door of 60. Wait for it. By all accounts, a happily married straight male. You don't live next door to them or even know them. Why in the world would you be devastated by this? Okay, I've knocked on that door, by the way.
You've blown right past that door. You kicked that door down.
And I'm not a happily married straight male. I'm a straight male. But I do have a phenomenal partner who I love dearly, and Michelle. I said, joking, come on. You really think I'm devastated? Enjoy your day. And the person comes back. It's not really out of the realm of possibilities. Full disclosure, I don't religiously listen to your show, so I don't know you as well as others.
That's fair. Maybe they thought you were an avid watcher of the products they put out on the Netflix.
Yep. Never watched a second. Never paid any attention to the Royals. But, first of all, Texters, what's your one word? Reeling. I believe your word is reeling.
I don't know how to react. You know, you got the stages of grief. I'm not to stage one yet. Maybe, I guess, if stage one is just the shock you feel when you get news like this.
Yeah.
Believe me, I am in the heart of it.
They were going to join us under the pergola.
God, it was going to be so good.
They were going to be our opening guests under the Chad Hartman pergola.
They were bringing the cameras.
Yeah.
A new, it was a three-part miniseries they're going to put out. Royals at the fair.
And three people were going to watch it, too.
At least six.
Now, in a worldwide exclusive, tell people who we're going to hear from right now.
That's much more than worldwide.
Yeah.
A lot of people have thoughts. A lot of people actually do have thoughts, have opinions about this. You know, there's plenty of people, certainly across the pond, that have strong opinions, but there's royal watchers.
I don't think Will's welcome him back.
I think he might have had a rough night of sleep last night.
Yeah.
There's royal watchers around the world, and then there's the one that we all used to watch not that long ago.
Right.
Queen Elizabeth held that title as queen for so many decades.
Yeah, of course, much to the chagrin of Charles.
Of course, passed on. But we have not lost our connection with the Queen, which is just so phenomenal.
Wait a second. We still, the Queen has passed. She's clearly in heaven. And we still have a phone number for her?
She has a phone number for us.
Okay.
She calls when she wants. It's completely up to her. But
yeah.
She joined us a few months ago, had some words for Major Garrett,
that's
which
right.
was great.
Yeah, took him to the woodshed.
That was absolutely phenomenal. That I believe that was on the day she would have turned 100.
Yeah.
She was celebrating that 100th birthday up there in the skies. And, you know, she's got a still has a voice. She still has an opinion, and she thought she would give us a ring. So I just happened to check the voicemail as I do most days.
Sure,
there she was. Would you like to hear what the Queen has to say?
Yes.
About Harry and Meghan ditching California,
yeah,
and heading back home, at least for Harry, to England.
Greetings, my radio friends in Minnesota. It is I, your friendly monarch from the skies. Taking a break from playing canasta with Ronald Reagan and John Wayne. My goodness, what company you have here. But yes, I suspect you want to hear my thoughts, my feelings towards this return from the United States of Harry and Meghan. Well, when that happened, when they left, we called it Megxit, you know, like Brexit, rather clever, as it were. But I think I know why. So we have a new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham. Now, there are free childhood vouchers for childcare in school now. So, you know, even if they have money, we're always like a good deal. You know, we like the meal deal. I see McDonald's has that now, and it's rather good. You know, being thrifty is a good thing. But, you know, it would be very interesting. And again, I'm dead, so it's very nice looking at it on this side. Don't have to deal with the drama and the Meghan and the... all that, you know, it's rather nice. I chose a great time to die. Andrew, Meghan, Harry, all
point.
Of that good
yeah.
stuff. But I do feel a bit bad for Charles. You know, cancer, and then Meghan and Harry. Not a good time. Not something I probably would like to put up with. But as I understand, Donald Trump is not a big fan of Harry and Meghan, and so he did make a promise to me before I passed that he would keep them over there, you know, and imagine that, Donald Trump changing his mind on something. That's rather unusual, isn't it? Isn't he quite a man of his word? Well, I guess maybe not. News to me. But it will be interesting to see what happens, all the chaos and all the drama and all that. You know, it is very interesting, and I look forward to seeing just with all you what happens there. And as I understand it also, Minnesota State Fair starts soon, right?
Oh,
well, maybe you can get Meghan and Harry there. I can see what I can do and see what all we can
lines.
Do for that. Hope you're all doing well in the great state of Minnesota. We're all well up here in heaven, and I wish you all the very best. And I hope, Mr. Hartman, you are behaving yourself. Thank you all.
I mean, that's an exclusive.
Canasta with Ron Reagan
and John Wayne.
John Wayne.
The Duke. That's pretty good.
That's cool.
Like a cook. Did Cook, can he get the Queen on that dog and pony show that he's in charge of?
Please.
No.
He can't even
that show,
get the Queen consort.
Yeah. That show hates dogs and ponies.
Yeah. And monarchies.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. A airlines battle. Where do you stand? Who's in the right? Let's discuss when we come back. What would you like me to talk about? How about a little Ambershoal?
Yes.
Ambershoal. It's raining out. You're not going to go for a run right now. You're not jogging. You're not teeing it up. You're barely paying attention at work. You're home already. This is the time to assess your insurance. Maybe it's a new purchase. Maybe a new or used vehicle, or you moved into a cabin or a house or some real estate, or you just said, my God, I'm paying too much for this insurance. Can I find a way to check out and save some dough? Yes, you can. TeamShoal.com. That's SCHOLL.com. That is the office that I've been with for three decades. Right now, run expertly, adroitly by my friend Amber Scholl. Local office team, it's Scholl & Associates, and they work directly with American Family. So it gets the leverage, the power, the expertise of the national brand and the local expertise where they will know your coverage inside and out. Don't wait. Change like so many CCO listeners and start it by going to TeamScholl.com. On National Radio Day, there are years where we spend multiple segments on National Radio Day. We could do that. How about this? We'll just give shout-outs to other shows. Maybe somebody could say our show. Maybe they're lonely in a corner. You're obviously somewhat of a fan of radio if you're listening right now. Your favorite radio show ever. How about that one? Your favorite radio show ever. What do you got? 651-461-9226. Text only. Text only. Your favorite radio show ever. 651-461-9226. Okay. This is a flight and a story you found that, where was this from again? It was from some weird outlet, right?
Live and Let Fly, I believe, was the blog.
Unfamiliar. American Airlines passenger. Flight attendant confiscated his wife's unwanted bread roll and dessert rather than allow him to eat it in economy.
Give me that.
Passenger traveling from Aruba to Charlotte. Seated in the main cabin while his wife received the upgrade, one remaining seat in business class.
Ooh.
Where would Dave Harrigan stand on that? Lindsay gets the upgrade. You okay with that? You
yes.
Better? Are you taking it?
No, if we've only got one, you do the chivalrous thing and say, honey, go enjoy yourself.
I one time didn't do that and was an idiot.
What? Yeah. Wow, what a clown you are.
No, I know. It was so stupid. So dumb. So dumb. I was under a lot of stress at the time and made a really stupid decision. Wife has gluten and dairy allergies. No, and again, it was all my fault. The wife had gluten and dairy allergies and could not eat the roll of cake that accompanied her meal. Rather than throw it away, she texts the hubby, you want this? Okay. As soon as I sat down, she went up to business class and grabbed the plate, took it back to my seat. Not far. It's just a quick move up there.
So the guy gets out of his seat back in the with the rabble, grabs a plate, zips on back to his normal
exactly.
seat.
Goes to the la-di-da, goes right back. Flight attendant looked at me, giant disgust. Dikembe Mutombo. Could not have it and snatched the plate away.
Give me that plate.
She said, couldn't cross the threshold between business and main
That's
cabin.
That's the line.
Can't wait for it.
That's the line.
Can't wait for it. Implying that the see-through curtain held certain magical powers that separated the halves from the half-not. When she walked back, I told her it was my wife's food from 1D. Okay, I asked if I could switch seats and go eat it up there. Told me, if you switch seats for the remainder of the flight, then it's okay. The business class flight attendant tried to give it back to her, said she couldn't eat it, then they discarded it. To the business class flight attendant's credit, she said she didn't care. But the other flight attendant was adamant.
Ooh.
Adamant about me not having it.
So we also had nearly a flight attendant mutiny there.
Yeah.
Business.
Almost fisticuffs.
So main cabin flight attendant.
Yeah.
Says, no, we can do this.
Yeah.
But the head honcho up there in the biz class, no.
Yeah. No. Where do you stand on this one?
I mean, it's tremendous clownish behavior from the flight attendant.
Yeah, talk about
of American Airlines.
Talk about a power kick. Who bleeping cares? And by the way, if the next door person complains, suck it up, buttercup.
Yes.
When you get the wife or the husband or the friend up there and they are bringing you back something, you don't have to make sure the other 90 of you in rabble all get the same food.
No, you're the rabble. You shouldn't expect that food.
And the rabble food is gross and disgusting and expensive.
All true.
It reminds me of the curb.
Everything reminds you of a curb.
It does, for sure. Larry's in first class. And he looks and he sees his bathroom occupied. Looks back with the rabble, seems to be open.
Okay.
So then you get that little blue little rope that goes across. He removes the rope, and as soon as he removes the rope, where are you going? From one of the passengers. Going to use the bathroom. Mm-mm-mm. Your bathroom is up there.
That's right.
You have to stay up there.
You've got the gold toilet. Enjoy it.
I have witnessed that before, where people the other way from the rabble section, when I think first class is massively overrated. I'm a rabble flyer.
Yeah, you prefer the jump seat, right?
Yeah, I the wing. Now, this is also from a guy who flew first class with the Wolves a lot, and the last trip to Ireland I flew on a private plane, so fraud meet fraud.
Yeah, la-di-da.
Okay. See, in other words, I'm saying when I pay for it, then it's rabble. I think that's basically what I'm saying. So I did see it when a fellow rabble rouser tried to go up. Flight attendant, where are you going? I mean, like, raise the voice.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Other times I've witnessed it and it's calm, no problem at all.
Excuse me, sir. Let me escort you back to your seat.
Yes. Favorite radio shows of all time. Do you have one in particular?
Oh, man. Phil Hendry.
He's way up there for
unbelievable.
Me.
Unbelievable.
He was the most mismatched person at this radio station ever.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started hearing Phil Hendry down in Florida and elsewhere, I thought he was just brilliant.
My first radio job, we aired his show late at night, and I just happened to be up late and heard it. I was not familiar with him before, and it was so unique, so different, and so utterly hilarious that for the couple of years I was working there, if I was going on a trip,
yeah,
I was, we were still running CDs at that time. I still had my Discman, so I would record episodes of that show on CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be my listening.
If you can find Phil Hendry, seek him out.
I got to watch the documentary.
I do too. He's a genius.
Yes.
Absolutely is. All right, let's look in. PA in Dubai.
Okay.
Somebody says. WKRP in Cincinnati. Overrated show.
Also, not a real radio
show.
Yeah,
exactly. I hate to break it to you. Paul Harvey, not a radio show. Boone and Erickson, a lot of explanation points.
Mm-hmm.
At this radio station, for pure popularity, it's either Boone and Erickson or Cannon.
Correct.
Right? And shows that had, outside of the talent of the three hosts, nothing in common. Completely. I hear people who like say they're similar. I'm like, did you actually listen? I mean, nothing alike. Rush Limbaugh was so unbelievably impactful for national AM radio stations and the power and the success and the domination of conservative national talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just found more talented hosts. That's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Right.
As talented as they have ever come to take that 3 hours every day, hardly ever a guest.
Yeah.
And
Mr. Snurdly.
Yeah. Keep people on the edges of their seats or the edge of the radio, however you want to say it.
Just pounding the Clintons. Howard Stern. Larry King. John Williams, somebody says.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, Wade Keller had a weekly program. That was on The Fan, though. This person thinks on KSTB. I'm 99% certain that Wade was on The Fan. Favorite radio shows. How about this one? Garage Logic, Steve Cannon, and me. Now, if you want to add Dan to that, in the 90s, until when did Cannon retire? 97, 98? Afternoon drive in this town, your options were Joe, when he was firing a fastball. Cannon, still pretty damn good, and I'm damn proud of what we were doing. I think you had some pretty good afternoon drive choices at that point.
Yeah, that's all right.
KQ. KQ is the most popular radio show in this town. Let's see. Love Mischke when he was on, and I used to love Yates. Bob Yates. Knew both. Knew Bob for a while reasonably well. No Tommy. I don't know Tommy well, but both extraordinarily talented.
Yes, no question about that.
Extraordinarily talented.
And extraordinarily unique, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When the fan landed Yates, I was euphoric about that because I liked what we were doing in the afternoons, but we needed something in the mornings. And Yates, I listen to Yates constantly on KSTP and Soul Man, and getting to know Bob was a trip. Let me just put it that way. Used to be the Chad Hartman Show until today. Now I got to go with Jason DeRusha. I lost the person.
Ah.
The Dark Man. Babs and the Boys with none other than Brad Lane. Is there this Lane's go. Number?
Sounds right.
Hines and Berglund. Let's see. Keep going here. A lot of people, Monday Night Sports Talk. I will say this. Until I came back, and initially I only wanted to come back for the Wolves, and then was offered the radio, I really hadn't thought about a talk show. But my favorite talk show was listening as a kid was what KSTP was doing in the evenings when their rotation was Joe, I think Dan Stone King, Patrick, and maybe Doug Groh. So nobody had the whole week. And I think Joe had 2 days and maybe Patrick had one. But just first listening to that, I thought, these guys are so good. And then, obviously, Joe and Pat, immense. I know Patrick way better than I know Joe. But I first met Joe when I was 7. Like, I traveled with Joe. And when we had Joe on a couple years ago at the fair, I loved that. And Joe really enjoyed it also.
Yeah.
You know, so immense respect. Okay, let's break and let's get to it. Song of the summer. I like that Jason DeRusha shirt today. Very impressive.
Fashionable. Fashion very, forward, Jason DeRusha.
He brought it today for Song of the Summer, when, by the way, there really is no competition. But we'll be a part of it with the Songs of the Summer. And if you want to offer up a candidate, you can. 651-461-9226.